The coronavirus pandemic has disrupted the lives of some 20 million college students as campuses are shuttered across the nation. Many of those young people are continuing their studies through online classes. But as John Yang reports, the shift has affected some more than others. It's part of our regular education coverage called Making the Grade.
Stanford University senior Michael Ocon has been living here these days, a tent in his parents' backyard. After his college closed because of the coronavirus pandemic, he moved to his parents' two-bedroom house.
My sister and I, we both moved out, and our parents kind of downsized, expecting that we'd be gone forever.
But then his mother, a drug counselor who's kept working, got sick with COVID-19-like symptoms. So Ocon moved his space outside as a precaution.
We're having issues in terms of looking for a new place, in terms of affording rent, in terms of, you know, food. And now we have to make sure that our broadband and our internet's upgraded to ensure that we all have access to Zoom. And those are financial constraints that, you know, seem small, but translate to, again, serious burdens to a lot of people.
This has been a challenging time for college students. Sudden moves.
I packed like a backpack with four T-shirts and like clothes for like 5 or 6 days, and I expected to go back to my school.
Online classes.
My house is really loud, and the Wi-Fi connection, when everyone is using it at the same time, it can be really slow.
Even professors have had to adapt.
There's a certain way in which I would jump into the conversation. Now I have to be much more self-conscious of the fact that there are delays in communication.
This crisis has laid bare significant inequalities on campuses. Among the hardest hit, low-income, international, and first-generation students. Wesleyan University senior Melissa Olgun, the first in her family to go to college, helped organize a fundraiser for students struggling with housing, food, and technology.
When you go to an elite liberal arts university with lots of financial aid, everybody assumes that first-generation, low-income students have the same access to resources, have everything that all the privileged students have. And the second COVID-19 hit campus, you saw those breaks, you saw those gaps in access.
This public health crisis is likely going to exacerbate education equity issues that we saw even before this crisis hit.
Christopher Nellum is a researcher at Education Trust West, a California group that advocates for equality in higher education.
There are a lot of assumptions made about college students, and the idea that students can go home and still have access to the same types of technology. What is the environment these students are going home to? Are their parents home? Do they have siblings? Do they have family members that they may live with? Or are they returning to a situation where they may have to work themselves?
Some universities are refunding fees for housing and meal plans. At schools that aren't, some students are suing. And the congressional stimulus package, known as the CARES Act, does throw students a lifeline. It suspends some federal student loan repayments until the end of September and sets aside more than $6 billion in grants for students. But that money will be distributed through individual schools, which could take some time. What's more, students who are claimed as dependents won't receive government stimulus checks, and their parents won't receive any extra money for children older than 16. Another major concern for graduating seniors, the job market. Just a few weeks ago, it looked like the class of 2020 would join the workforce in a strong economy with record low unemployment.
My biggest fear was really just a recession where things started to slow down.
Indiana University senior Tommy Lewis already had a job offer with one of the nation's largest airlines.
It's actually sort of my dream job. I've always wanted to work in the airline industry since I was a little kid, and that now is up in the air.
College graduates entering the labor market in a recession will see earnings losses that last about 10 years, depending on how deep the recession is.
UCLA economist Till Von Wachter.
The longer the crisis lasts or the deeper it is, the more likely will be a lot of individuals looking for jobs and a lot of unemployed. And that is the environment where sort of labor market entrants more generally end up at the bottom of the pile.
And colleges are facing financial concerns of their own. The pandemic could cost some schools upwards of $100 million. Those numbers will only go higher if classes don't restart in the fall, which is also a concern for high school seniors like Angel Delich. She's still deciding between three schools in her home state of Michigan.
I don't know where we're going to be in September, so I'm not going to pay a lot of money to go to a more prestigious school and live on campus if they're just going to be online.
Meanwhile, universities have canceled or postponed commencement ceremonies, a loss that's especially poignant for students who will be the first in their family to graduate college.
Having that physical experience is so symbolic. It would mean that everyone I love would be in one area celebrating this accomplishment with me.
I was really looking forward to the opportunity to attend something like that, especially because I want to be a role model for my siblings.
My parents both came from Turkey, and my father passed away when I was six. And my mom made a decision essentially to stay in the U.S. because she wanted me to go to college. To have that ability to walk up the stage and to look around and be like, I did this. This system was not made for me, but I did it. For it to not have that materiality, it is frustrating.
These seniors say they're still determined to graduate with or without a ceremony, an achievement no pandemic can take away from them. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.